Hello, we're reading from the writings of Shamati, page 653 in Writings of Bala Sulam, in the Hebrew book, article Reshut Gimel, and in the English book of Shamati, it's on page 363, article 213, acknowledging the desire. The basic primary principle is to increase the need, for that is the basis upon which the whole structure is built, and the strength of the building is measured by the strength of its foundation. Many things compel one to labor, but they do not aim at the cause. Therefore, the foundation impairs the whole of the building, although from not for his name one comes to for his name, it still lengthens the time before one returns to the goal. Therefore, one must see that the goal is always before one's eyes. As it is written in the Shulchan Aruch, I see the Lord before me always. And one who stays home is not like the one who stands before the king. He who believes in the reality of the Creator, that the whole earth is full of His glory, he is filled with fear and love, and needs no preparation or observation, only to nullify oneself before the king from his actual nature. Just as we see in corporeality, that one who truly loves his friend thinks only of the best of his friends, and avoids anything that isn't beneficial to his friend.
All that is done without any calculation, and it does not require a great mind, since it is as natural as a mother's love for her child, who only wants to benefit her child. She needs no prior preparations and thought to love her son, since a natural thing does not require an intellect that will necessitate it, but it is done by the senses themselves. The senses themselves are devoted, since this is how it is in nature. As due to the love for something, they give their heart and soul until they achieve the goal. And as long as they do not obtain, their life is not a life. Thus, whoever feels, as is written in the book Shulchan Aruch, that for him it is similar, and so on, he is certainly in completeness, meaning that he has faith. And as long as one does not feel one stands before the king, then one is the opposite. Hence, one should first and foremost regard slavery, and one must regret not having sufficient faith, as the lack of faith is one's foundation, and one should pray for labor and desire to feel that want, for if one hasn't this desire, one hasn't the vessel to receive the fulfillment. One must believe that the Creator hears our every prayer, and that one, too, will be salvaged in complete faith.
We need to reach revelation of the Creator. For that, we've been given a method, the wisdom of Kabbalah or Torah, that by different actions, different exercises or efforts that all in all are called exertion or laboring, by that we reach revelation of the Creator. The Creator, in His revelation to us, is the quality of bestowal, which is revealed within us, meaning in our material, in our will to receive, which is our entire being, our entire essence. And since our material, our matter, in its essence, is completely opposite from the Creator, from the quality of bestowal, so there is time, room to exert what is opposite of you, and there is no cohesion in spirituality until we will want this quality of bestowal to be clothed in us, in this desire of ours, in this matter, that this matter will work when the quality of bestowal is clothed in it, as it says, the darkness will shine as light. So if we don't truly want this, it won't happen. There is no cohesion in spirituality. That is why we have to reach revelation of the desire, the true desire, to that same quality of bestowal. To that same quality of bestowal that needs to be revealed. And if we don't do it correctly, in this revelation of this desire, of this deficiency, in the states that are revealed to us, then those states themselves, that in them we had to find this desire for bestowal, they reveal this lack that we haven't found, but in the opposite way, that it's revealed in our ego, in our will to receive. That if I, in my current state, did not succeed upon my desire in this exertion to reach the will to bestow, meaning from the egoistic desire, through the exertion, I didn't reach the desire, the lack to bestow, which is what I actually lack, this quality, meaning revelation of the Creator to a small extent at least. So I find that same desire in me, that I have to invert it to a prayer, to a request, that the Creator will invert it in order to bestow. That very same desire is then revealed in me as sufferings, a desire which was not realized correctly, which I didn't work on it, and I didn't invert it into prayer by my exertion. And that's how it is each and every step. So it turns out that there is no work, no labor, no exertion in our reality, but only the one which attains this desire instead of in order to receive, to have the tendency in order to bestow. Only the revelation of this desire, of this lack. All the rest comes to us as a correction from above. This desire has to be scrutinized in all of its four phases, Dalet Bchinot, each desire which is revealed. And when I reach its fourth phase, its Bchina Dalet, through exertion, through scrutiny, through working on it, I then reach the recognition of this desire. What is it? What is it? What it truly is? What I want of it? By what can I do it? By being tied to the emanator. And I demand of it, I request of it to do that work upon the desire. So by reaching through this recognition of my desire, by reaching its Bchina Dalet, its fourth phase, From it, I'm able to raise the returning light, or man, a request, until the Keter. And if I reach it, that means my desire is correct, scrutinized. However, all of the previous approaches are false. They're empty. They don't yet have the deficiency which is properly revealed, and the true desire to have the form of bestowal in it, and the connection with that same upper force, that is only thing I demand from it, this form of bestowal which will be revealed in me, that is revelation of the Creator in the creature, and not these other imaginations that a person has about revelation of the Creator, that it's something other than the will to bestow, the quality of bestowal. That is why that is our work. In our work, it's very difficult for a person to be alone. Either this work is done between him to his teacher, or between him to the group. That he tries to understand what he's taught, how to reach the revelation of this desire from the Shoresh Aleph Bet Gimel Dalet, and only to activate this prayer and to do it through the support of the group, that together the deficiency is revealed by not forgetting that, by being in it all day and all night, as it's written, I shall see the Lord before my eyes always. That it's been said that it is not the same as one sitting in his house or one facing the king. In other words, we must always remember that we are in the emanator, in the upper light, in the Creator. And all of our thoughts, all of our desires immediately come into contact with it, regardless of what they are. Therefore, one who holds on to the scrutinies of each and every discernment through the group, through the study, that he asks for the support from the environment, from the group, then he scrutinizes all of these discernments quickly, faster, until he finds the true deficiency, the true desire, that nothing else is needed. Yes.
A student from the virtual group asks, if somebody is running from blows or receiving blows, does it mean that he's ready for the attribute of bestowal?
Why ready? If I get blows, if I receive blows, that's a sign that I've missed the opportunity, that I've disregarded it. All of the sufferings, all the blows, are because I did not try, I did not realize, I did not implement the deficiency that I've been given. I'm given a small desire, and I have to increase it through the environment. I have to delve into it, examine it, where it comes from, what it comes from, who I have to connect it with, what connection with a teacher, with a creator, and all of these things that I tie together. Until I reach the depth and the scrutiny, that is the work. When do I know that I've completed it? When I receive an answer. If instead of the answer I receive the sufferings, it's a sign I didn't realize it. I've left in the middle. And if I don't even reach the revelation of the desire, then all the same opportunities, all the first revelations which were given to me from above, those which I had to invert into a request for the Creator to correct, if I didn't realize them, these desires in order to bestow, then it turns into sufferings, into a crisis. And I'm talking about people who have a point in the heart, or about people, say the common people, who are in a crisis today, those who aren't uniting and reaching this round, circular state, correction is to connect, be in a circle, and for us correction is through this connection to reach connection to the Creator.
How do you not miss the opportunity then? It's like every day you have this opportunity.
Not every day, every moment. So I shall see the Creator before my eyes always. You're in non-stop work, scrutinies over scrutinies and scrutinies. And the environment must support it. That is the only thing we deal with. It doesn't matter what you do with your hands and legs. That is the constant work. Yes.
Mickey from the States asks, what do you do when you see no importance at all in the goal and you have no idea what the goal is?
That's a sign that your desire disappeared. You're always given a desire, but that's a sign that you disregarded it. Now you disregarded it. Now you have no desire. The society, the group, can't help you because you're not clinging to them, you're not adhered to them enough, and you're like this log.
What does it mean to stand before the king?
To constantly try to depict oneself. If you're connected to the friends, that you are in the concealed upper light. Okay? Yes, Moshi.
Can you explain the process of this, of the revelation of this desire, the revelation of this state? Why sometimes it's felt good and sometimes it's felt as a blow? Maybe an example.
The Bchina Aleph, the first phase, receives the light as good. The second phase, Bchina Bet, receives the opposite, the light as bad. I don't want it. I want to be in bestowal. So the light, I don't want the light. I want it only on the condition that I can bestow in return. It is considered for me as a discernment that through it I can turn to the Creator. If the Creator did not fulfill me, then I wouldn't have the ability to turn to Him. That is the connection between us. But the Bchina Bet is opposite from the Bchina Aleph. If I begin to develop, then I reach the fact that I yearn for and I love the opposite. That's how it's in my eyes. Why? In order for me to react correctly. Now, by not wanting anything, I need to try and reach that same yearning, that same connection, as I'm in connection with Him, that He gives me everything. So, of course, this hatred, this rejection is discovered, is revealed, or scornfulness, lack of fascination. Suddenly it is revealed again, but if you do, where am I fascinated from? Why? From being given this energy injection? So do I want to work according to that or above my reason? above what I have or don't have in me. Maybe I'll rise above my desire and the fulfillment in it. So I won't be so influenced by it. Yes?
The same state could be felt as pleasure or suffering.
We learn in the four phases of direct light. We have Prina Aleph, the first phase, and all the rest of these phases, everything that happens later on, the Kli reacts for being in the Prina Aleph. The Prina Aleph never disappears. The Creator created the world to receive, fulfilled it with light, that's it. Then that same will to receive starts from within. Yes, I want it, I don't want it, it's like it's there or not there. All that's from within. And it goes through these different processes, different sensations. But the truth is the same truth. We are constantly in one situation. So it all depends on our vessels. Yes.
Friends from Khadera ask, how can I relate to I ask for a desire to be corrected, but it still stays as an inequality of reception?
That's a sign that you didn't transfer it through the correct Havaya. Why? How should I treat it? Will it be healthy or not? So these are the stages which I must go through. And maybe after I've been through these stages and received an answer, the answer is remain in the same state you already are. But if I reach the correct deficiency and the right transcendence, meaning the right reaction, the right returning light, that is, then I won't demand a change of my situation anymore. I will demand only for the state that it awakens in me to be in agreement with it. Because this is the form of the quality of bestowal. And I could be empty or doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how, in which manners. But I'm actually fulfilled, satisfied with the light of Chasadim, in the light of Chasadim. And not receiving enjoyment by having the sufferings, but I enjoy what I received, that everything I receive is from the Creator, and I enjoy being able to justify Him in every state. So do you understand how we have to go deep into the will to receive, to scrutinize it, to accept each and every situation in its complete whole manner? But still, if I continue to suffer, that is a sign that I haven't yet scrutinized the situation correctly. I haven't reached the right reaction. And the right reaction is to bless on the evil as one does on the good. Can one prevent having suffering in the spiritual path? Yes. You can prevent one sufferings by moving on to the other suffering. The suffering is, why can I not bestow to him? From the corporeal suffering to the sufferings of love. Like that. Yes.
Joseph from Jerusalem asks, does receiving into the desire to receive somehow give birth to a desire to give, spiritual desire?
Yes, still if a person connects to the society, to the group, slightly. However, he feels it. It might be that he is incapable, he's prohibited, he mustn't show himself being part of the group. There are some people who are, let's say, in Arabic countries, or there are people who are in the Orthodox circles who can't show that they're with us. but they must be with us in their mind and heart, even if they have just a desire to know what's written in this book. From that desire they'll reach the true desire to discover the quality of bestowal, which is revelation of the Creator. Yes, Glizerin.
Maybe it's possible in some way to cover the desire that we receive, because we see in nature that animals don't eat all the time. Maybe we can receive it and live it at the lesson or in the society and the group. Why does it disappear?
It disappears because the importance of the group you disappears. Here, you're in a state that you receive it no matter what. You're in the group in a mechanical manner, and it influences you just like that. What is this environment? Why does it disappear after you go out of here? After you leave the room? If you would value it in comparison to all the other societies, then you wouldn't be impressed by any of them. You would be drawn to what you have here. You would continue it to your entire life, to your day-to-day activities, and you would continue. What does that mean? Why not? There's no reason that it shouldn't. It's like I go into this into a sty or just on the street. If I have something important, then I take it with me. I don't separate from it. If you didn't connect, that's why you exit. And how do you know that now you're connected? They influence you externally. You feel that they're here in the same room as you. You feel they are speaking, asking, answering. That's why you're influenced by it. You're not influenced by opening yourself and wanting to receive them wanting to be fulfilled by them without any criticism. That's why it's called that you're not connected, and that's why when you go out physically, then it turns out that you leave, you disconnect completely. Moving on to the next part of the lesson.